And our first guest this evening is Lauren Ohonen. He is the new disaster recovery coordinator for Gunnison County. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I want to start out with your position being a new one here in Gunnison County. Please tell us what you've been hired to do as the disaster recovery coordinator for Gunnison County.
Yeah, absolutely. So the position is intended to be sort of a liaison between state agencies, local governments, the public, and, you know, business communities as well, to kind of make sure that we're adequately addressing people's needs socially and economically coming out of the pandemic into the future, in sort of long-term considerations, but also addressing these near and midterm circumstances that people find themselves in as a result of the kind of ongoing economic impacts and the ongoing medical crisis itself. And so my job is to help sort of identify, you know, additional populations in how we can better serve those who are the most impacted by this, both in the business community and at sort of a community level as well.
Sure. Well, thank you for being with us. But first, let me, before we send it on over to Chris Work, I want to remind our listeners that you can call in at 970-349-7444. Folks are standing by to answer the phones and take your questions for Lauren or any of our other guests that are on the show tonight. Chris Work, what question were you about to ask before I cut you off?
So Lauren, you are formerly with the Gunnison Valley Regional Housing Authority, and you handled the GV Heat program, helping people become more energy efficient and helping them out economically that way. I'm curious if you've been able to determine in your new role, I realize it's brand new, but who is most impacted by the economic fallout from the COVID-19 crisis? And what form is that coming in? Is it businesses that can't get employees to work, or they can't open up enough? What are you seeing that economic fallout as being?
Yeah, I certainly can't say definitively at this point in the job where that's at, but some trends I've seen are, you know, we do have some discrepancies across business sectors in regards to sales tax numbers. So some businesses are doing quite well. Some, you know, are below normal. And we also have some discrepancies across the valley, as reported even by the Country Times last week. You know, Crested Butte continues to lag in sales tax revenue fairly substantially by like 11%. City of Gunnison down 1%. That's significantly different than 11%. You know, and it looks to be that we have a fair amount of impact still as expected in our service worker community, in terms of folks who may be laid off or working less, underemployed, I guess we'd call that, due to the COVID pandemic. Some of those numbers, you know, in reporting that we've done in community surveying have been as high as 14% of people in June. But when we compare that with Bureau of Labor Statistics and some other things to kind of corroborate what we're seeing in surveys, it looks like maybe about 6% of our workforce unemployment currently is COVID related. And in the most recent numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And so that's sort of there, that looks to be sort of the market, you know, and we also have ongoing concerns for, and as we think about and plan for seasonal workers, you know, some of them are ongoing with jobs in the summer for various land management agencies, but then inevitably we'll have our sort of winter seasonal employers at CBMR and other folks. And so we don't know what the situation is for those folks, and we're kind of looking to plan and consider those opportunities in the future.
Well, I'd like to say I'm glad you're reading our paper. It seems consistent with unemployment. I think it was around 10.8 last month.
Yep.
Typically, it's going to be, you know, at the lowest, I think unemployment in Gunnison County has been 1.7.
Yep. And I see a historical average of 3 is what.
Yes. So that makes sense. 6 to 7% would be COVID related. So here you are in the midst of all this. There are so many economic impacts from this virus without, you know, an hour-long presentation on how you're going to attack this. How do you break this into bite-sized chunks to be able to bring solutions?
Yeah, and so, I can't take credit for this by any means. There's been a recovery team in place here that consists of our community development officers from across the valley. So at the county, the city, Mount Crested Butte, the town of Crested Butte. And these folks have put in a really nice foundation, I think, for us to move forward with. And we're kind of looking for this, in sort of five sort of scenarios and areas of things that we think we need to work on. And that's our business community and sort of cultivating knowledge base about what's working, what are their needs, what are their wants in the business community, and trying to establish some liaisons within that community as well. You know, people who might have more capacity to meet with me or other folks, you know. And then we're also trying to engage that conversation about empathy and kind of a increase in community caring and understanding and compliance with, you know, ongoing public health guidelines in the community. And then in that sort of continues into the compliance conversation of, hey, we've been doing pretty well. You know, part of the messaging this week is that we're down to one indicator currently as of today that would push us to yellow. And so again, that's like continuing compliance and people leaning in and Gunnison and saying, hey, we're doing this right. This is a good job. Nice effort, people. And then the ongoing efforts that we're starting to dive into more this week are to kind of identify who are those vulnerable populations most impacted by the pandemic. Is it elderly folks? Is it service worker industry folks? Is it people who live in overcrowded home situations, you know, which does exist in our community? All manner of things. And so we're working with a wide coalition of partners in the community to kind of identify those needs and aggregate all that data in one place so we understand more robustly what that picture looks like. And then also thinking about the kind of collective community health, mental health impact of the crisis, you know, and there's also sort of a corresponding loss of things that people have grown on to rely on in our community in terms of events. And it's great to see in the paper and back elsewhere that Cattlemen's Days is on. We got to raise some money to get Cattlemen's going and keep this tradition, the longest running rodeo, right? That sense of loss of things like if Cattlemen's Days didn't continue, they have an impact in our community that's tangible.
Right. Thank you. Christopher?
Yeah, Lauren, I think the follow-up here, and this is, of course, understanding that you are new in this position, but I think as well you might have some experience from your previous job. But, you know, quite simply, you know, you're about to sort of, you know, start collecting information on who is, you know, suffering the most from the fallout of COVID-19 in terms of the economy. But what can be done to protect these people? What are some things that you're aware of right now that local government can do to protect them?
Yeah, and Chris, that's a great question. Christopher, sorry, a great question in regard to sort of the capacity of how we address these problems. And there's certainly things you've even heard in the segment before here on the news. You know, if we were to push continuing $400 unemployment COVID benefits to the states, Polis said he could do that for a few weeks and then the state would have run out of money. And so that's a real component of the conversation. I mean, we have ongoing programming. Health and Human Services continues to help people with rent assistance. You know, upwards of 38% of households in Gunnison are renters. So that's a significant amount of people, you know, who could be facing problems in the future with eviction moratoriums expiring. And working on different ways to do that. It's also outside of our renter community. You know, the Housing Authority and the Valley Housing Fund are collectively working on helping people who are behind on mortgages, who live in deed-restricted homes, and sort of systemically looking at some of these housing-based issues. You know, that's an ongoing process. Again, there's been an excellent collaboration from what I've seen new in the job in our food security folks, the folks at Mountain Roots and the food pantry have all teamed up very well together. And we're putting out a lot of money equivalent in assistance still in SNAP benefits and in other food benefits across the county. And so those are sort of ongoing initiatives. The bigger picture direct actions for interventions, I wouldn't say are defined yet at this point about what capacity there is.
Great. Well, I appreciate that. I want to mention again to our listeners that this is your chance to ask Gunnison County's new disaster recovery coordinator about the work that he does. Perhaps you are receiving assistance locally. Perhaps you're concerned about that in the future. And we're sort of going to talk about that here in just a moment. But just a reminder, you can call in and ask your questions, 970-349-7444. You can do it anonymously. You can let us know who you are and where you're calling from. It's up to you. But this is your chance to ask questions of Lauren, as well as other guests that we're going to be having later on in the show. So again, give us a call here and become part of the conversation on KBUT's Community Matters. So Lauren, your job title has the word recovery in it, but many would argue that we're still very much in the thick of it when it comes to COVID-19. Let's say that for whatever reason, we have to go back into a lockdown, shut down most of the businesses, ask tourists to go home and stay home, I suppose. Is the community prepared for that? Is your office prepared for that? And how can we better prepare ourselves for that possibility, even though it might not be something that we want to think about?
Yeah, and Christopher, that's an interesting question. And I think we need to consider the idea of recovery as a continuum. The notion that we're not, you know, that suddenly recovery happens when you're out of a process indicates maybe a lack of forethought. And there will be communities that do that. I don't think we're one of them. You know, we've sort of identified, yes, we're still in the midst of this, as most places are, but we have sort of these midterm actions we can focus on to address there. And you know, we do hope to plan for, you know, all manner of potential futures in what that means for folks. We're trying to convene with restaurant owners this week. Most people have their heads down and they're busy. They're trying to make some money, and a respect to them for doing so. And that's kind of what we would like to see out of this. But, you know, inevitably, we do have to plan for alternative realities and what that might look like. You know, the folks up at the chamber in CB have done a great job of starting to think about that and prompting me right when I got on the job to say, hey, how are we going to help these folks, particularly even in the winter, right, when it's not as easy to see people outside. And so that's an ongoing conversation where we're hoping to get more perspective from the people who are best at doing that, the people who run these businesses and these restaurants this week. But that's it's a real part of the consideration of the conversation is getting people to think about alternative futures and alternative realities that are potentially different than they are now. But the chamber's got good plans in place to test out and pilot a program in September for a sort of a weekly food delivery from different restaurants, and people can sign up and you get a meal from X business, and then the next week you get a meal from Y business, and it's delivered by the chamber. And so just to help optimize that sort of pickup and takeout process for restaurants, that's something we're going to talk this week on the call. Maybe that's deployable in Gunnison. You know, there's a lot of options, I think.
So Lauren, in talking about recovery and the timeline Joni Reynolds, the Director of Health and Human Services, has laid out, you know, potentially we could have a vaccine in a year, although there are no guarantees. There are lots of illnesses where vaccine development has been in years in the making and nothing's turned up. But let's assume that a vaccine comes out in about a year. We have effective treatment. We're starting to get on top of the virus and its impacts. How much longer does the economic impact last after that? What do you think? And what form does that take, you know, in the future? You know, sure, we're addressing short-term needs right now, but what are those more lasting impacts in the future?
Yeah, and that's a great question as well, Chris, because I think there's a multiplicity of answers there. There's, you know, definite lag times across industries for how these things work. If you look at the recession 2008, 2009, sort of in the as I understand it, the public school world and also in the higher education world, the worst years in that were 2010, 2011. So right. Significantly further down the road from the actual recession event itself. So you could probably expect that to be the reality in this circumstance as well, you know, in relation to the school district and to Western and sort of other state-funded entities. You usually see a fair amount of lag time as well in our construction and building industries, not nearly that degree, but somewhere probably I would say from, you know, 8 to 16 months behind as well. You know, there's people who projects have been online for a while, they're building them, they're moving forward, and they're continuing in that process. So those are the sort of timeframes that we need to start thinking about. And that is part of the process, you know, where we're looking at when do we transition from thinking about midterm recovery aspects, these sort of those more immediate needs, to addressing these longer term systemic variables that, you know, might have some lag time due to state budgeting or just a response, a delayed market response, like you might see in the building industry. And so that's something we've talked about extensively, and even just in my time here. And you know, that's sort of a moving target at this point, based on how these sort of medical dimensions of the pandemic progress. But certainly a part of the conversation that we're looking at, yes, you know, the immediate needs are there, but the long-term needs may be more consequential, and in trying to think and get ahead of those processes is partially why I have a job.
There you go. All right, Christopher.
You're listening to KBUT. This is Community Matters. My name is Christopher Biddle. Chris Rourke, editor of the Gunnison Country Times, is with us, as well as Lauren Ahonen, who is the new Gunnison County Disaster Recovery Coordinator. And we have one listener submitted question here. This is from an anonymous caller. Should we have to go back into quarantine? Another question about that. And shut down. Will there be extra funds in place for local businesses to help with rent, utility, and overhead costs? Lauren, what can you tell us?
Yeah, so I hesitate to speak to potential realities that I have no control over, and we don't, especially as a non-health expert, about quarantines and lockdown circumstances. But Health and Human Services, in their anticipation of people's need for housing assistance and things, they've apportioned those funds. And they, you know, are working and always looking for additional resources. And that's part of my duty as well, is to make sure that we don't suddenly just spend down all of the available resources for people and say, hey, sorry, those things are gone. You know, some of them are time-based constraints, but thing with federal government money and other resources. But we've got a pretty, you know, thoughtful crew of individuals who are providing these direct services to people that are seeking to sort of buttress that with reserves.